Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we are having a great visit with our good friend Bill Duckenberg. Dr. Bill Duckenberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, purveyor of the 42-year-old NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, and the gold standard for such research and work that I quote on a regular basis. Happy to let the world know about the outstanding work that Bill does and how important and accurate and it is. And Bill, thank you again for all the great work. Thanks for being here and all the great commitment you make to us. Smallbiz.org, smallbus.org is his own website where you can find the report, and you can get it at the NFIB website. You can also get the summary at our website, which we appreciate that. You know, Bill, one of the reasons I love your report is because for some reason my online unscientific polling often lurches uncontrollably to align with your research, and so it makes me feel really smart sometimes, and I appreciate that.
Hey, anything to help.
I appreciate it. Hey, Bill, one of the big hand-wringing issues that's going on right now, you would think it was like some huge number that could be, some huge bomb of a number that could be going off. But there's all this hand-wringing right now about whether the Fed is going to raise rates 0.25%.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, 0.25% could cause the stock market reeling. Out here on Main Street, it'll be a non-event.
Exactly, a non-event. In fact, it would be a positive event because it would be a signal, if they raise rates, that we're going back to normal, you know, and normal is a good environment.
We don't use that word around here, Bill, normal.
No normal.
Nothing normal about Main Street.
The fact that the Fed keeps delaying, or that we think it keeps delaying, it, you know, means they see some horrible thing happening, and that's, you know, that's not good news to ordinary folk out there.
Well, see, I come at it a little bit different. As you know, my 2015 predictions included the prediction that the Fed would not raise rates this year, and of course when I see rates going up, I tag that to inflation, and we don't have inflation right now, do we, Bill? Aren't we dangerously close to deflation?
Well, I don't know if we're dangerously close to or not. If you look at what central banks are supposed to do, they're supposed to, you know, look after the value of the dollar, which means keep inflation low. And they should be proud that inflation is staying, you know, very low.
Right.
The ideal inflation rate, of course, would be zero. I mean, that's what you want, no inflation. So
right.
A dollar in your pocket a year from now will buy the same amount of stuff. That's the whole idea.
But doesn't capitalism basically need a little bit of inflation fuel?
Well, I don't think so. It doesn't need it. We get inflation because markets don't work perfectly, so they can't adjust as quickly. But you don't want a lot of inflation.
I mean a couple of points or something like that.
Well, you know, I think one would be a nice number. I mean, I'm happy with the
one
inflation
the
number. One is the loneliest number, right?
Sorry, go ahead.
You know that song too. Okay. But you know, so I think it would be fine. And you're right. A quarter point won't mean anything except to the financial markets, because they all have tens of billions of dollars bet on these interest rates. And you know, I mean, we just got through the LIBOR scandal, where just a couple of basis points in LIBOR made millions of dollars for those big banks. You know, I mean, they were manipulating it. And
yes.
I mean, so a 25 basis point change would be a big number for the financial people, and you know, so but who cares?
But it can also cause a major stock market correction, which
could tip the
economy into a recession, which would hurt Main Street in disproportionately.
Well, I don't think so. I think you can have a major stock market change without, you know, because think about who it impacts. People who are already rich, 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 thanks to the Fed's policy now. So You know, the rich people will keep spending money even though they're, on paper, their wealth
but,
is
but
a lot
Bill,
lower.
When the stock market crashes next time and it's, and the dust settles, the result of that is not going to be good for Main Street. Well, I hope it doesn't happen, but we'll have to come back and revisit that. Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job as always. Come back soon.
All right, Jim, take care.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, our great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us, and so we did. He'll be back another day, I promise. And I'll be back, but not until the next hour. I got one more after this one. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.